This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? We want to talk about it. So whatever it is, great or small, we're here to help. We're here to take you to the next level with your health and with your life. So many people are struggling with, all kinds of health challenges. I get the emails and the phone calls at our office nonstop every single day. And I think one thing more than we're looking for than anything else is just hope. We need to know that we can get better, that we can do better, that we can be better. Now, when you get a diagnosis of something like diabetes, or you wake up one day and you're 30 pounds overweight, and you're thinking, what happened? Well, what happened is you ate too much for a long period of time, and now you've gained a bunch of weight. And, you can call it being overweight, or you can say that you're fat, either one. One's politically correct and more medically termed. But at the end of the day, it's all right. It's okay if you've gone through a bunch of stuff. It's okay if you've gone through some emotional times. You've emotionally ate over the last, period of time. You gained some weight. Because if you can gain it, you can lose it. And if your body's getting to a place where, when obesity, you cross that line. Of course, that's where all like diabetes and high cholesterol and those sorts of things become a reality based on the weight that you gain. Meaning that the weight probably has caused and triggered a lot of those health challenges. But that's good news. When I hear that, when somebody comes to me and they bring that up to me, they call me, they email me, whatever, I actually get excited. Here's why. Because if that happened based on your choices that you make, then that means they can be undone for the most part. If it's some major genetic disorder, that's what was given to you in the cards that you were dealt. And so at the end of the day, there's not a lot of hope in that. But when it comes down to our lifestyle choices that we can radically change every day, that matters. Ralph in Sarasota, Florida. I'm 57 and just underwent knee replacement surgery. How should I be taking care of myself so I don't put on the pounds? Well, you want to do your rehab. I'm sure they've got you set up with a whole program. Knee replacement surgery is no joke, but the knee, the PTs and folks that are going to be working with you, I'm sure, have got you on a great game plan. So stick with that all the way through the finish. Let me tell you, I tore my knee up at one point and in athletics, and you want to follow that to a T. I did, and I was just almost neurotic about it, following through with all the different treatments and therapies, going, staying an extra 30 minutes when they told me to go home. Because I wanted to get well. I didn't want to be down. And I'm into athletics and, of course, very active in my own life. And so anything that could put me out was not a good thing. So at 57, you're still young. The body's still got a really, really good recovery ability. And so if you can stick with it, really get in there, do the work, you'll be amazed at having a complete knee replacement, the kind of function that you'll have again. The orthos are phenomenal surgeons, and that's a great surgery. The technology out there is wonderful. People get great results with new knees. So get started and stick with it. Eating, just make sure you eat foods that keep inflammation down. That's the big one. Supplements that you probably should look into. Talk to the folks that are taking care of you. White willow bark's really good for lowering inflammation. Also, omega-3 fatty acids, like a good DHA fish oil, cod liver oil, great one, of course. Krill oil is fine. You've got a host of things that can be beneficial. But really look at vitamin D. It's a great healer, especially when you've got joint-related issues or you've had surgery. It will just help the recovery process tremendously. And there is a cold laser that the FDA has approved, and it is amazing. So I don't know if your PT has it. You might want to ask around. If they don't, chiropractic physicians have them in their offices. Physical therapists do. Naturopathic physicians will have them as well. And some physicians, some regular medical doctors will have them in their office. It just depends if they're into more of the natural treatments or not. So it all depends. But anyway, ask around, because these treatments, they don't hurt, can't feel it, but it works at the cellular level to increase the healing process. And I'm telling you, that's why the FDA approved it. It is phenomenal, and people get great results. Matter of fact, most of the athletic teams have them on their or within their training staff and for therapy use and that sort of thing. So really does the job and does it quite well, actually. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Mandy, you're with us on the line. How can I help?
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay. I've been just dealing with just a lot of off and on just calf cramping over the last few years. I'm a marathon runner. I've been running marathons about going on 9 years now, and but particularly, you know, just tightness in my, you know, in my calves, my hamstrings. I know I do spend a lot of time on my feet with my job, and I spend a lot of time, unfortunately, in my car. I stretch as often as I can, but sometimes I'm just so tight, and like when things are tight and off kilter, you know, other things in my body hurt. So I'm just wondering if there's something nutritionally I can do. I eat as clean as I can. I eat a lot just because I burn a ton of calories with cleaning offices and houses and running and swimming and biking and everything. So I guess I want some words of wisdom.
Okay. So let's talk about this. First and foremost, you say you get tight and that sort of thing. What is your age?
I'm almost 35.
Okay, so you're still really young. So the tightness, does it get into a real strong cramp, almost like a Charlie horse, or is it just like a mild tightness cramping type thing?
Just like tightness and cramping. I've occasionally had the Charlie horses in the middle of the night. Over the years, I've kind of learned to kind of ward those off by just in the middle of the night just kind of turning my foot the other way to keep it from happening until it passes. You know, I've occasionally had them get really tight just while running, and just tight muscles where, you know, I know that a lot of things connect to the bottom of the foot, and, you know, and so, you know, when I can tell my calves are really, really tight, like sometimes when my feet hurt.
Right.
So.
Yeah, a couple of things. Well, if you're that active and you're that much of an athlete, then you're burning through a ton of minerals and probably vitamin D. It could be an issue. Your calcium absorption could be an issue. Now, it could be potassium and also it could be magnesium. Why don't you tell me real quick, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Give me a normal day for you. I know you say you eat a lot. So what does that look like?
Well, this morning I had 3 eggs and some oatmeal. And see, a few hours later, yeah, I tried it. I didn't like it. So, but I do eat, you know, I'll drink a lot of almond milk, occasionally soy milk, but probably more almonds.
Well, more than anything, what's going on is when you got this kind of cramping tightening, it's usually a calcium magnesium absorption issue, okay? So vitamin D is probably a big role. I'll tell you what, we'll go into a commercial break. I'll run down a couple of things with you. When you push as hard as you do, I'm going to talk about adrenal dysfunction and adrenal fatigue, how that plays a role in your calcium absorption and with your minerals, how to build all of that back up and get you to where you can run full speed, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can go check online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We'll be right back. More Healthy Talk Radio, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed. Remember, there's always hope. Don't you lose it. We'll be right back.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistant delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, going to the break, talking with Mandy, talking about really just going hard and going all day, working hard, of course, but also being very athletic, whether it's swimming, biking, working out, running, all of these things, and having a little bit tight muscles, and then, of course, dealing with, just some of the cramping and whatnot. And we were talking about your diet, which is really good, by the way. Okay, tuna, plenty of fish, plenty of vegetables, eggs, so plenty of proteins. Like, I'm pretty fired up about the way you're eating. Do you eat a lot of fats? Because I didn't hear you say that, like nuts and seeds and avocados and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I love almonds and avocados, and I do like salted almonds, so they're probably not as good for me as unsalted, but no.
Actually, it's okay. It's okay. Actually, that's all right for you. When's the last time you had blood work done with your doctor?
Last time I was pregnant, 5 years ago. So
5 years ago.
So, yeah.
See, here's the deal. When you're real active, it's almost like you feel like you're invincible. You don't need a doctor because you eat healthy, you exercise. Why do I need a doctor? And I'm 35, right? So do me a favor, please. Please go to your doctor and get a physical and just say, you know what? I want to get full deal. I want to run a full round of blood tests. I want to see exactly what's going on in my body. Because the reality is there could be some simple things that blood testing will show. And we're just kind of kicking it around here on the radio. But there could be. So if you said to me, I'm looking for some words of wisdom. My greatest words of wisdom to you would be go get the numbers. Because the numbers don't lie. Symptoms can be arbitrary, but numbers don't lie. Okay, tell them you want to see vitamin D as well. Have them check all your hormones, all three estrogens. There's three of them. Tell them you want all three. And have them check your HGH, which is human growth hormone, too. Now, they'll check your minerals as part of the complete metabolic panel. You might want to add magnesium to that. And those would all be great tests to have done, okay? But anyway, that is the biggest key. Now, your diet's already good. Sounds great. I'm sure you drink plenty of water, which is, you know, also good as well. So here's another key. When you're athletic like you are and you're going all day, like you say, and you push your body pretty hard. The adrenals can get real fatigued. They're little glands that sit on top of the kidneys, and they control the amounts of stress. Well, stress comes into the body, but they control how our body reacts to it. Okay, and over a period of time, they can become what we call exhausted. And if that happens, then your body's ability to produce cortisol can be disrupted. Cortisol can be a good thing, but for the most part, when it produced all the time, when you're going, and always pushing yourself, that's when it can become a little bit destructive. You can mess up your sleep patterns. Do you sleep okay, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, good. Yeah, so it can mess those things up, and it can affect your mineral balance. And that's what I'd be most concerned about. So the blood test will help. But you look at vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, vitamin C in a buffered pH form. They can help rebuild the adrenals. So those are two big keys you might want to go look at, and health food stores all have them, right? But if there's not one silver bullet for that. It's not like, oh, okay, it's magnesium. And it's not that simple. Because as hard as you go, it could be adrenals, and it could be just all your minerals are kind of out of balance. And vitamin D could be, now, it could be the catalyst, very much so. But I would look into all of that. Get a physical done. Get the blood work. And if you want to call me back on the show and get those tests, call me. I'll be right here. You can do that. Or you can email me. Whatever, we can chat about it. But I think that's the next step for you. And because if your diet's that good, I mean, it's not like you told me that you eat a bunch of junk, and you don't. Yeah. Would I like to be organic and, you know, no mercury and tuna fish and all that? Well, yeah, but I'm just glad you're not eating much fast food, which is what I get a lot. Okay. So you're doing great. probably just a little mineral imbalance, a little adrenal fatigue, and all that can easily be corrected. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. A woman with flesh-eating bacteria that we've heard so much about now leaves the hospital. Amy Copeland is her name. She's a young woman from Georgia, if you haven't forgotten, who has waged a two-month-long battle. Can you believe it's been 2 months? We've been talking about that for quite a while here on the show and following that, against the flesh-eating bacteria when she went down the zip line. And, of course, Copeland was discharged Monday morning from Doctor's Hospital in Augusta, Georgia, according to a hospital spokesperson. She's 24 and contracted the infection May 1st in a ziplining incident when she tore a gash in her left calf. 3 days later, she was admitted to the emergency department and was diagnosed as having been infected with a strong, strong bacteria. Copeland had to have most of her hands, one leg, and a remaining foot amputated as part of her ordeal, and has had multiple skin grafts due to tissue being removed from her abdomen. I don't know about you, but it's amazing for what she could have gone through, what she's gone through emotionally, what her family's gone through. I mean, your life can alter in a moment. And that's what blows me away. It's amazing that her life changed in an instant. And for her, seemingly, of course, we only know what we are told through the media and through interviews. I'm sure there's been plenty of tears and plenty of fear and good days and bad days, but it sounds like that her attitude has really carried her through this. And whatever you're going through, for Amy, you know, Andy Copeland is the guy they always interview, right? That's her dad. And he's this guy that always has the positive comments. He is like the Joel Osteen in the hospital, right? He's the guy that is just dropping all the great attitude comments about his daughter. And I just find that so amazing because, number one, it's a dad, which if you have a daughter, then you understand what that's like, that you'd be completely freaking out. But his attitude remains so strong. Hers seemingly has been amazing. So like minds, you know, realize that they're family, but like minds definitely influence each other. So it's exciting to see. He said it's like a kid going off to college. He's so excited. They're both excited to be getting out of there. And last week he told CNN that his daughter needs to be able to develop the autonomy to be able to transfer from her bed to the wheelchair, to the shower, to the bathroom, or anywhere else in the house. But I know that she can do it. Here you go. Enough said. So whatever you're struggling with, and it may not be flesh-eating bacteria that's taken away your legs and one of your arms. So what kind of attitude do you have that you're carrying with you every day? That's the question.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out online, GetWellRadio.com. And don't forget that if you're looking for someone to walk with you, take you by the hand, we have our Wellness Provider Network. These are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about. Go to GetWellProviders.com, and they can take good care of you. I mean, this network is growing every single day. It's exciting to see all that is happening. So in the news and on the commercials, guys, we've always been told that our testosterone begins to decline after the age of 35. Now, I've got to tell you something, that in my years in practice, doing blood testing, and in my years in training, in medical training, one thing that I did see was a trend, okay? And there's a study I'm going to talk to you about right now, and I think it's the big issue because As men, we just assume that our testosterone levels are supposed to drop. And that's really what we've been taught. I mean, hey, in med school, that's what we were taught. All right. In all our training, in hospital training, all of that, we're taught that. The journals, most of them say that. And there's a condition called andropause. Okay. And it's much like menopause. All right. Women, their hormones, their estrogen, progesterone begin to shift in their mid to late 40s and they start getting the hot flashes and things begin to change, right? They're going through the change. Well, they've been saying for a long time that men go through the change as well, and it's where our testosterone levels begin to dip and begin to drop. Well, here's something interesting. I always found it interesting that guys that were overweight, and I'm just telling you, for this is my own just kind of, I guess, my own case study, okay? This is just my own observation. That's probably a better way to put it. But I would notice that guys that were not stressed out, that were thin, that were happy-go-lucky kind of guys, right, always, and I mean always, had higher testosterone levels. So a good number, just so you know, when you're in your 20s, like early 20s, your testosterone is about 800, 750, something like that, right when you come out of puberty, late teens, early 20s. And that is those are great numbers, okay? Your body's developing, and it's a great time. So for guys, because, I mean, everything's working great, your mental clarity, everything's just clicking. If you're into building muscle, you're an athlete, I mean, just the gains you can make then are just phenomenal. And then, you know, life happens. You get married, you have kids, you have responsibilities, you work, you get stressed, you know, things happen, right? Life happens. And what I found is the men that were stressed out, the men that had financial issues and had relationship issues, like marital issues, whatever, their testosterone was always on the rock bottom. I mean, on the floor, as we used to say. And you really could see the correlation. Pretty amazing. And I always thought, you know, even though the studies all tell us, I'm talking about medical studies, always tell us, well, it's a natural part of the aging process. I thought in my mind, well, how come I can see men that are 55 and 65 and their testosterone levels are still 550? I'm talking great levels. And they, of course, they exercise, they eat healthy. Looking at their diet, they get plenty of good healthy fats in the diet, plenty of proteins in the diet. They do great. So why is that? Why is their body responding when somebody else's doesn't? Well, there's a study that's out talking about low testosterone. And notice the commercials. You see the big low T commercials that are everywhere now. So guys, of course, you need to take the patch, take the gel, get the pellets. And it's huge business. Just so you know, that's big business. And guys, when you've got things like erectile dysfunction and you have low energy and your confidence is down and you don't have any excitement about life, when all these things are happening, and of course, in medicine, the goal is you've got to have a diagnosis, right? So we need to pinpoint it. And as the patient, you're thinking, gosh, somebody just tell me what's going on. I need a label. Somebody give me a label. I need a label for what I have. So it's like once you get it, like diabetes or high cholesterol or depression or whatever, it's like, yep, I knew it. I'm depressed, or yep, it was that low testosterone. I knew it. That's what my problem is. And the reality is that's not even scratching the surface. That's just a label. That's it. So with low testosterone, one of the big issues that you have to look at, big low T, is that they're finding now that it's not so much a natural part of the aging process. They say in a study, and that was done recently in Australia. Now, again, many studies that we do in America, you're basing it on men and women, because women have low testosterone too, and that can affect you, but it's mostly with the men. And so with this study in America, you have to look at it like this. We're stressed out to the max. The guys and women, I'm not saying you don't work hard, so please don't take this that way, okay? But men tend, if they're kind of the breadwinner for the family, more the traditional setting, you know, they're working their can off. And if you're working your can off too, women, and you're single mom and all that, your testosterone is going to be on the floor too, period. But with all the added stress lowers the testosterone more than some biochemical reaction in the body like nutritional, and much more than some issue with, just not exercising or not taking the right kind of supplements. I mean, it is the outside environment they're finding plays a big role. Now, it's interesting because in Australia, the stress levels are not half of what they are in America as far as the quest for stuff, being in debt so much that you're over your head and you can't see straight. I mean, the lifestyle is much different. But they said that factors other than aging are likely responsible for the drop in testosterone in older men. And they're saying this study in Australia, they tracked the testosterone levels of 1,500 men aged 35 to 80. Who had their testosterone levels sampled at a clinic spaced 5 years apart. Okay, the study found that testosterone levels didn't undergo a steep decline. Instead, they only fell less than 1% a year. And certain health and lifestyle factors seem linked to those slight declines. Men who had declines in testosterone were more likely to be those who became obese, had stopped smoking, or were depressed at either clinic visit. And don't get all fired up and keep smoking. Hang on. I'm going to get to that in a minute. So Dr. Gary Wittert, who's a professor of medicine at the University of Adelaide, said in a statement, he said, "While stopping smoking may be a cause of slight decrease in testosterone, the benefit of quitting smoking is huge." I agree completely. Wittert and his team believe, therefore, that a drop in testosterone is not inevitably part of the aging process in men. And I agree. I mean, I've seen this. And so it's not like I told you so, but I mean, I have seen this so much. And I know that for a fact. I mean, you can stand two guys side by side, look at their lifestyle and their lifestyle choices, and determine exactly what's going on with them, and find the root cause for something like that. And low testosterone is not life and death. It's more about quality of life. And it really does make a difference. It really does. And so I find that interesting. So you can supplement, you can exercise, you can do all of that. But if your life is not right around you and you've got low testosterone, it's a big indicator that, number one, you're too stressed. Number two, you've got too many demands. And number three, your lifestyle cannot support a good, healthy endocrine system. Endocrine meaning the hormone system in the body. So it's a real key. If you've got questions about how to raise your testosterone levels naturally, we can talk about that. I mean, we can get into some keys and things to do that. One is to make sure, number one is to make sure that you lay everything out in your life. I mean, get rid of the major stressors in your life. That is the big key. And there's all kinds of supplements and things. If you want to get into detail, you let me know. I can create that. We can do an email on it. But I can tell you this, the big key for testosterone is stress, period. And guys, I don't care if you're 35 or 75. If there's a ton of it in your life, then you're never going to be able to rise to the peak level of performance for you and your health and your body. It's just not going to happen. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give me an email. Go to getwellradio.com. We're going to go to Eddie now. Hi, Eddie. Welcome to the show, man.
Hi, yes. How are you?
I'm living well. Good to talk with you.
Good. Yes, I have a question about, I have a son who's 6 years old, and he just hit the pool, about a week ago, and slipped on some steps and split open his chin, and he had about a 2-centimeter gap and laceration.
Okay.
And I didn't know much about that kind of stuff. I didn't realize if you needed stitches, you needed to go in right away. I waited overnight to,
that's okay.
Working.
That's okay. So your question is, he fell, he split his chin. So what's the question there?
And then next morning he couldn't get stitches, so his regular pediatrician didn't do stitches, and so they sent me to an urgent care, and we went in, and the guy said, "Well, it's already clotted over so much I can't pull the skin together," and so there really wasn't a treatment. And so it's scabbed over now. I mean, I have 10,000 IUs at home, but I mean, I've seen it go up as much as 30,000 IUs on a shelf, and
the little tube of the vitamin E oil. That stuff is really, really good. And you can also get, I'll tell you, some elderberry ointment. You can actually make a little compress and mix the oils themselves. You go to the health food stores and they kind of have the different herbs and whatnot. Elderberry and golden seal actually work really well in that sort of thing. You can actually make it with like this ointment, kind of a base ointment, mix it together, and that can be good. The vitamin E they have in very, very low dosages, so you don't have to worry about any, you know, getting too much. But that, all of that is what I would look into for the rebuilding and the smoothing over of that tissue for him, okay?
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. So whatever you're struggling with, we want to talk about it. Why? Because it's about you. It's important. And you don't have to be stuck where you are. You don't have to be. An email came in. Susan's been dealing with diabetes, and she wants to know if there are any type of alternative or natural-based treatments that can help. Well, it depends. I'm sure if you've just been diagnosed, Susan, that your doctor has you on metformin or glucophage, and that's kind of the first stage, just so you know. And all it does is it increases the receptors so that the body can utilize insulin better, okay? So that's pretty much what it does. Nothing to be overly concerned about. I know it's medication, but if you're doing that, then, you know, again, you got to go with what your doctor says. No big deal. Stick with that. But also come up with your own game plan. Radically change your diet. So with diabetes, remember, it's where the pancreas, which produces insulin in response to higher levels of blood sugar in the body, finally just get a little worn out, frankly. They just can't say, you know what? It goes up, down, up, down, up, down. You eat your donuts and your bagels and then your sodas and then your french fries. And you do this all day in and out, and you eat junk food. And then, of course, finally the pancreas just say, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm done. And that's when all of this happens. That's when diabetes sets in, and your body's like, you know what? Have fun with all that. And so what happens at that point is that you have to rebuild the body. Remember, you've lifestyled your way in. So, Susan, I don't know your story, and I don't know everything that's going on, but I can tell you this, is that the reality is with diabetes, one of the main things you have to focus on is getting the body to utilize insulin again. So the way you do that is creating an environment inside the body so it doesn't need as much insulin. So lower glycemic, that's what we call the glycemic index. It ranks carbohydrates. So your breads, your pastas, your cereal, your crackers, your rice, your potatoes, fruits and vegetables, those are all your carbohydrates. Some have a real high rating, like 100 or 85. Some have a really low rating, like 15. In the higher end of the range, you've got things like white potatoes, which you would think would be great for you. And they do have health benefits, but they're a higher ranking glycemic index, which means that it pushes more sugar through the body and requires more insulin. So you have that, you know, in table sugar and white flour and pasta, all those rank very high. Then you have things like apples and oranges, blueberries and raspberries. They all rank under 20. So it's a radical different shift with all of that. So it's interesting. And so with diabetes, you want to make sure that you do these principles right here. Regardless, what your doctor has you doing, here's some good general dietary principles that are helpful. All right. With diabetes, number one is proteins and fats eaten together, we know for sure, help stabilize blood sugar. So that might be something you want to look into, do some research on. But any kind of protein, like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, eaten with like almonds or walnuts, and if you had an apple with it, it would help stabilize that blood sugar. And so that helps you win. And so it takes a different mindset shift. It takes some different ways of doing things. But in the end of the day, you can create some new lifestyle choices that can really help. And having a good coach to walk you through this from a nutritional perspective is always of great benefit. So it's something that you want to look into for sure. And there are plenty of folks out there, registered dietitians, nutritionists, that have the knowledge and that can walk with you through this process, Susan. And diabetes, don't let it freak you out. That's the big thing. It's come on you, but if you make some good shifts and good changes, then many times the body can change and you don't have to be stuck where you are. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go now to Jerry. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, how are you?
Living well, man. What's up?
A couple of years ago, I obviously was bitten by a tick. And after a trip or two to the doctor, he said it had Lyme's disease. And I was wondering, of course, as that was going on, of course, we'd done some looking online and reading. And I don't remember a lot of the details about after effects, things that may linger. And particularly, I guess what comes to mind, because, you know, I'm 63 years old, reasonably healthy. We, 5 or 6 years ago, we juice a lot. We eat a lot of raw. In my work, I get plenty of exercise. But I'm occasionally, and it's not very often, and it's most of the time not real severe, but just up the back of my neck, like in the maybe the upper part of my neck, the lower part of my head in the back. I never have all my life had headaches or anything like that, just hadn't had it. And I'm just wondering, is there such a thing as some after effects from lingering from Lyme's disease?
Well, for the most part, it's, again, Lyme's affects everyone differently, really does. And after effects and kind of things that can linger and continue to bother you mostly is fatigue and some of the joint aches and pains. Those are the two things that can linger. There is a homeopathic remedy that is out that works great for Lyme's. Now, vitamin D is a big one. We know for sure keeping up vitamin D levels with a blood test and keeping them at the upper end of the range is vital. That makes a big, big difference. But teasel is a homeopathic remedy. It's the plant that's found mostly in the southeastern part of the United States, but it is phenomenal. And certain naturopathic physicians have taken it and created a homeopathic remedy, and homeopaths, by the way, have taken it and created a homeopathic remedy, and people do great with it. So I would probably look into that. And from the folks that I've talked with, from a natural perspective, you know, that they don't want standard medical treatment for that, they do great. And, you know, some people have a great, great reduction in the symptoms, so you might want to take a look. But, yeah, some of the fatigue and joint aches and pains, that can stick around. But if you change your diet, lower inflammation in the diet, that can play a role too. All right, thanks for the call. That's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. Don't lose your hope. That's the one key to living an extraordinary life.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.